from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
One of the clips that came out during the Hall of Fame game was obviously that clip of Caleb Williams announcing his signing bonus and Tyson Bagent having the fake seizure in the front row. I'm curious what you've learned about Tyson as the backup quarterback here. And obviously he's had a few press conferences here at Halas Hall that have been entertaining as well, as a guy who's full of character, so to speak.
Yeah, we love Tyson. He's definitely on our radar. So hoping to get more into him this week. Again, don't want to give too much away about things we may have already done with him, but I loved that. I also loved his reaction to the singing, like when you see him singing along with the Proud to Be an American. Like, that was one of my favorite moments in the show. I said that to my assistant director when we were watching last night. I said, did you notice Tyson's reaction yet? And he started looking at him and was like, oh my God, I hadn't. So he's definitely someone we want to get more into, and hopefully he'll get some more playing time here in this week's game and we can do that.
Shannon, you're talking to somebody who arm wrestled Tyson Bagent's father on television in Chicago, so I know the family story very well. And so I would suggest, if you haven't already figured it out, my sense is you have, Travis Bagent is good TV. Travis Bagent is excellent theater, and he is a guy that would be I would definitely recommend. I know you probably already have. You know all this stuff. I'm not telling you how to do your job.
Yeah, we would love to make him part of the show. I've heard he's been a difficult get at this point, but we'll see.
Okay, we'll see. And yeah, he's a good arm wrestler, but he did not beat me, although it was a setup. We all know it was a setup. I wondered how coincidental it was that Austin Reed's parents were just perfectly timed. Mic'd, and then the reaction was classic when they called the game and the dad wanted to see his son play for another quarter, and yet it wasn't going to happen in every sports dad could relate to that feeling.
Yeah. So, I mean, Austin is somebody that was on our radar. We had a relationship with him from the Manning Passing Academy back when he was still in high school. So he's somebody we've had a good relationship for a long time. So we just kind of asked him if his family was coming to the game. We knew he'd get some playing time, being that was the Hall of Fame game. And he told us that they were. So that was kind of how that all came about. And, you know, some of the producers said we were kind of bummed that it did start raining when it did. It would have been great to see him get some more playing time. But we even had a couple producers at home who, similar to the sentiment you said about being a father and whatnot, like, they said that they got, like, teary-eyed seeing the dad's reaction, like, to him coming into the game. So hopefully you'll get to see a little bit more of him in the coming weeks.
Shannon, this is my 12th year covering this team, and I can't remember a group in the locker room that has such a surplus of personality and character and vibrance. I imagine that makes it a little more difficult for you guys to zero in on just a few that you get to tell over 4 or 5 weeks. But what struck you about the overall makeup of the team, and then I guess by extension, the difficulty of trying to figure out which ones are most compelling to tell the story of?
Yeah. So, I mean, we definitely have a group of guys that are on our radar already. So, I mean, when players make plays in the game, that certainly helps get them into the show. Just moments like in the team room, like you had Theo Benedet singing this weekend, that's a way to do it also. So there are definitely guys that are on our radar, and then sometimes like they don't get in because someone else does something that's like a little bit more memorable. But like we try our best to get the guys that we really like and who have been working with us, figure out ways to make sure that their story gets told in the show.
Shannon, we really appreciate your time. Last question from me. So much was made, obviously, before you arrived, that the Bears never wanted to be on Hard Knocks. And George McCaskey was a big reason why. There was a lot of resistance. The family didn't like it. How have those interactions been with George specifically? And because of that history or that past, have there been any impediments that maybe didn't exist at other places?
No, I mean, the team has been great and George has been great. You know, I mean, I don't know that you'll see him on TV or anything, but he's been super welcoming. Everyone here has been very welcoming. I think it's just, it's relationship building, honestly. The fact that like we had some time to get to know people. I made 3 different trips here before we started filming. So you just start building trust. You get to know each other on a personal level, and it's not about the show and what you're doing that way. Just know my background, where I come from, how long I've been doing this, why I love doing this. And then you just form a mutual respect for each other and whatnot. So it's been really great. Having a lot of fun doing this year. Last year wasn't the easiest at times because it was so late. Like we didn't know about the show till a couple of days before it with the Jets last year. So it took more time for those relationships to build. So the fact that we had some time this year to really get to know everybody leading into this process was huge and has been very helpful in I think we've been here for a little over 3 weeks now. So it's been really great.
George might be actually pretty interesting TV. He rides a scooter. He's a Cub fan. And I think he's a guy that he's also a youth umpire. So I think if you wanted to follow him around, you could find something.
I'll see. I'll try and pitch it to him. I don't know how it'll go.
Shannon.
He's been great. He's been great, though. The interactions around the facility with him and everything, it's been a lot of fun.
2 last quick ones from me. A technical question. Can you give our audience a feel for the size of your team that's working on this project here at Lake Forest and what the process is from gathering to filtering to selecting to actually piecing together a show? Because I imagine that's pretty fascinating behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah. So the Cliffs Notes version of that is there's 35 of us here on location right now. And then there's probably another team about that size at home back in Mount Laurel, New Jersey at NFL Films. So we had on any given day, at least 8 cameras at practice. They're not all on the field. Some are elevated. So we say there's about 400 hours of film shot for, well, not film anymore, but video shot for every episode that goes on the air. It's just there's a lot of communication that goes into it with us in the home office and the way the project is organized. Producers are given a character. So last week, someone was assigned Caleb, someone's assigned the wide receiver group, someone's assigned coach. And then there's a whole nother couple people who are in charge of making sense of those segments that are put together, everything that everyone cuts. Then there's a whole nother team that works on the game separate from what goes on during the week. So I like to tell people at this point, it's like kind of like a choreographed dance, the way everything goes. We've been doing this, I want to say this is the 23rd season. They weren't all consecutive, but over 20 years of doing this show, we learn something new every year that we can make the show better for the following year. But at this point, we have a ton of resources to do this the right way. I get phone calls all the time, like, I want to do Hard Knocks for rugby, and I want to do Hard Knocks. And I start explaining our process, and they're like, oh, wait, no, we can't do that. And that's when I kind of realize how lucky we are at the resources we have to be able to put a show like this on the air. I mean, it really is like a monster that's just grown, and like we have had a lot of time to figure out how to do this the right way and not be a distraction and just kind of fall into the background and get to tell people's stories.
And then just to tie a bow on everything, obviously the episode one started exactly where it needed to start. The phone call on draft day. We understand who the headliner of this team and this program is right now. It's Caleb Williams. He's the most fascinating athlete in Chicago sports right now. One of the most fascinating athletes in the country. How much more Caleb Williams can people expect in the next month as they tune in every Tuesday night to see Hard Knocks?
Yeah, I mean, I would expect to see Caleb in every show. I don't know if it'll be quite as much as it was in last night's episode. He was obviously one of our main focus for last night. But like I told you guys, like, we love the quarterback room as a whole. So even if it's not like seeing him as the feature of it, like, I imagine he'll be around those guys a ton, obviously. And we really want to tell their stories also. So I think you'll be seeing Caleb in the other episodes too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.